The response this year for Legends of Horror has been incredible. We're up 50 to 60% from pre-pandemic times.
Nick DiDonato is president of Liberty Entertainment Group. This is not your average neighborhood Halloween display. For starters, it's inside a real-life castle in the heart of the city. It's taken 6 months to plan, millions to execute, and features 100 actors, animatronics, lighting, and sound.
But if you want to be afraid, it's after dark at 7 o'clock, and that's when we will actually scare you.
A more family-friendly version goes earlier, between 5 and 7 p.m.
The tour starts in our lower gardens, so quite a bit of it, I'd say almost 50%, is in the exterior part of the lower gardens, which are really set up incredibly. There's the graveyard, and there's the zombie zone.
Visitors walk at their own pace through the gardens and chambers below this Gothic Revival-style mansion built back in 1911.
It's done in 3D projections, so the castle's mapped and it comes to life. So you'll see the castle freeze over, you'll see the castle burn down, and you'll see the elements of our Legends of Horror come alive in the castle itself. And then you walk through the castle into the lower bowels of the tunnels and the stable.
I hope you're not afraid of the dark.
I'm Christine Ross.
For Zoom Radio.